This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. Job 1:3 declares that Job was the greatest man among all the people of the East, but he was human. He experienced reversals such as few of us experience in life. Yesterday, we considered how he endured the material test in which he lost in a series of tragic events all of his material possessions. The same night, he was faced with the unbelievable tragedy of all 10 of his children dying in a freak storm, causing the house in which they were partying to collapse on them. Any parent would be devastated upon hearing such devastating news. As we saw in a previous study, Job was always concerned about the possible compromises of his children during their parties, and afterwards encouraged them to purify themselves. This time, that was impossible. Before the party was over, they were all killed. What a warning to always stay prepared and keep yourself from careless compromise. Job had done what he could. Now he grieved as any loving, caring father would. But he didn't blame God. There is no indication that he questioned God for what he had allowed. Rather, he humbled himself before God and thanked him for the time he had had with his kids. Then he bowed and worshiped God, declaring, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Wow, what an example of how to accept and then triumph over tragedy when it strikes. He placed it all, including himself, into the hands of God, affirming God knows what's best and accepting it. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.